A very interesting thing that's been announced this week is there's a company in the UK, and they're called Lifeforce, and they're offering CAT to take samples of your pristine immune system when you're in the throes of your youth and health and store it on ice so that should you ever succumb to some kind of disease later in your life, you could thaw out your frozen immune system, put it back into the body and therefore reset your immune clock by 25 years or so, or however long you've had it stored for, because there are lots of people who have various diseases such as cancers and things. They then have to have chemotherapy, which can blunt their immune system and make them vulnerable to infections because the immune system after that kind of treatment doesn't work so well. So they're saying we could put these banked cells, which they've stored in liquid nitrogen, and then they've expanded the numbers of those cells by adding various growth factors and things back into the body and reset your immune system.
Well, it sounds pretty interesting. Another aspect of this that they're proposing is that, for example, for treating cancer, you could thaw out these immune cells and then train them by mixing them with other cells or with molecules to recognise cancer. And it's something that's kind of at an experimental stage at the moment. It's quite interesting, but, you know, it depends if you're a gambling man as to whether you think that it's going to be available as a treatment in a couple of decades' time.
Another thing they've suggested is things like HIV, which dismantles your immune system, and people obviously succumb later down the line to various infections because their immune system's been dismantled and can't effect a very good defence. They're saying you could put this back in to the patients whose immune system's been destroyed by something like HIV, and it would give the person a bit more sort of immune vigour, if you like. But I have a problem with that, which is that the reason people die with HIV is because the virus evolves in that person and eventually becomes a form of the virus that the immune system can't recognise, and that's why it can then attack you so efficiently, and it takes time for that to happen. So if you just put the immune system back in, it's still going to have that sort of loophole in it, so the virus should still be able to win.
Yeah. I mean, do you think you'd have it done? Would you freeze your immune cells?
Well, I don't see why not, because you are merely sort of freezing something which you've got plenty of anyway. We've got millions and millions of white blood cells in the body, and if you froze a sort of cross-section of what your immune system's doing at any time, there's no reason why your body wouldn't just accept them back later, because they're part of you.
Yeah. It's a question of money, though. I don't get paid.
It's not cheap. You do have to pay them, obviously, yeah, to bank the cells and then keep them on liquid nitrogen.
You can't just stick them in the back of the freezer with the frozen peas, unfortunately. Anyway,